Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are celebrating 18 years of being on the air with this goofy little show. And we are hoping to connect with this scuba cowboy who is in Saba today. I don't know how this worked out. I was in New York, New Jersey with him, Tiffany and the crew and Jerry the Diver Guy. We had a big old time. And he flew, you know, straight to Saba. And is there, and we're trying to connect with him, but right now we seem to be having some technical issues. But if things work out, hopefully we will connect with the scuba cowboy as he rubs it in and tells us that he is in Saba and we're not. But regardless, what we're going to do during this hour is reflect a little bit on some of our favorite scuba radio moments. Also, I guess I should mention that Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa is still wandering around. It looks like he's setting up an Easter egg hunt, I think, for the crew.
He's eating grass.
I cannot tell you how many times I have not taken chocolate from that man.
Yes.
And it will
those
continue.
Are not Easter eggs.
Those are not Easter eggs. Dennis will back me up
those
on that.
Pips.
He's not even here. They're called what, CJ?
Pips.
Pips. Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like something that
Bill will know what. Bill probably be the only guy in this room to know what a pip is.
Yes.
Poop in a pile?
Being a trivia guy.
Yeah. Do you care to explain, or should we just not?
I think the good advice is avoid anything that he claims is chocolate.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do that. Definitely something you don't want in your Easter basket.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, let's go around the room. And Jerry and Dennis, why don't you guys stand by as well? I'd like you to share your first time hearing about Scuba Radio or your most favorable moment, because we haven't really kind of compared notes with them before we went on the air today. But I know CJ has one, and we're going to work our way around the room and reminisce, as they say. In the biz, and who knows, maybe I even have one, or maybe it'll spark one of mine. But CJ, do you have a favorite scuba radio memory, highlight, first time experience or something, or what?
Other than blowing my eardrum out, which I don't want to talk about.
No, we can talk about that.
Probably just diving with the Weeki Wachee mermaids in the springs.
Yes, that would be
cruising
good.
Around in the scooters.
Cruising in the scooters at Weeki Wachee Springs.
That was super fun. Manatees.
That's a great time. Matter of fact,
we did a manatee thing with the snorkeling.
We were hanging with Mermaid Abby when we were up in New York City. She's still up there, and we were reminiscing about some of that kind of stuff. Like, hey, remember that time we almost died floating down Weeki Wachee Springs? Yeah, they had a good time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and Mermaid Nikki and Denise, just to bring everybody up to speed. It was her, it was Nikki, it was Denise, it was Abby that were kind of like the three amigos.
That was the current crew when Hemi and I got certified.
Hemi.
That is true. That is true. Bubble
Back
Boy.
Back in 106.
And Curly Johnson got
Summer
certified. We had the three mermaids, and Nikki and Denise both have kids now and nice families and the whole thing. And I just saw a video for St. Patrick's Day. Did you guys see that?
Nope.
Because we posted that. I know I shared it on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. And I asked Abby about this because it looked like they were back in the swing of things at Weeki Wachee. I know.
Nikki, I did see that.
Nikki is working there part-time. now, and Denise is out on the left coast someplace, but I think she comes back fairly often. But they had shot a special Weeki Wachee Mermaid video for St. Patrick's Day where the water turns green and that kind of thing. And I'm like, hey, you know, that's the girls.
Probably algae.
They're holding up well. And I don't think it was algae. I think it was green beer that they let loose in the spring.
Ah.
Yeah, something like that. So they're doing well. And there's a little, you know, I don't know, where are they now kind of segment here for the Scuba Radio crew if you've been listening that long. So Denise, Abby, and Nikki all doing well and continuing to swim to this day. All right, so your first time or your experience is about losing your hearing.
Probably temporarily.
Huh?
Yeah. One of my favorite times was on the Turks and Caicos Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures.
Right.
And seeing my first shark.
Your first shark.
Was on that trip.
What really kind of shark was it? Do you remember?
I think it was
Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, I think it was a reef shark, but it was a big reef shark.
Big reef shark.
And
yeah,
right after that, I saw a couple of spotted eagle rays.
Nice.
Which is really cool.
Okay. Well, that would make sense. So you just remember those first times in the water, and you connect that to Scuba Radio because of the trips that we've done.
Yeah,
that was a great trip, by the way.
Awesome,
that was one of the best. Well, they keep getting better and better every
time. And
what's
cool is we have video of it.
That's right. We do.
You were shooting video even back then.
Yes, I was. That was one of the first big video productions we put together, actually. And that one turned out really good. Now it's still online somewhere.
That's what sticks out. That and our trips to Andros.
Yeah.
The Keys, all the Keys trips. The Captain Slate creature feature was
okay.
Cool.
CJ, I said one, really, didn't I? Yeah.
I can't say just one. There's so many.
There's some great memories for sure. And by the way, we got a new trip coming out October 3rd. There's still a few spots left. Dive Training Magazine is going to be on with us. Catherine Castle, who's the editor-in-chief from Dive Training. Scuba Pro is going to be on board with some demo gear and giveaways. Mermaid Tiffany, the Scuba Cowboy, myself, we do a show. It is a blast. It's, you know, they keep getting bigger and better. And I don't know, CJ, you might have to come back out.
Where
on
is
that
it?
One.
When is it?
Turks and Caicos, October 3rd, man. You
so
got plenty
cool.
of time to make it happen still. So
I may have to.
Think about that. All right, Bubble Boy, what about you? Do you got a memory you'd like to share?
Oh, yeah,
after 18 years
Greg.
Of doing this goofy show or what?
One that sticks in my mind is when we were at Carl Caverns over in Andros. And remember, I got a shot of it actually on camera of when your toilet backed up and you had that plunger. That was awesome. But
what? What
you don't remember
that? Well, in Coral Caverns, what happened?
You don't remember that? The bathroom problem you had, and Greg standing in front of his hut with a little plunger. It was so funny.
I don't remember this. I blocked that out a long, long time.
But I do remember.
Crab cakes?
Actually, I remember the New Year's Eve dive at Weeki Wachee, which is pretty cool, where you watch the ball float to the surface. That was fun.
That was a great time indeed, for sure. And New Year's Eve. That was just a fun time to be there. And, you know, the thing, they're still doing that over at Weeki Wachee. It's a little bit different setup, I think, a little bit more structured, because now the state of Florida runs the park. So, but as far as I know, they still run those little things. I don't know if they do as much diving as they did. I don't know. We'll have to check in with Denise and Nikki over there and find out what's going on exactly.
I'd also be remiss, Greg, if I didn't also say that probably the most memorable one was Kelly the Brazilian's bathing suit malfunction when we were on the Explorer 2.
What?
You weren't there, but...
talking about when we were doing the photo shoot on the back of the boat?
That's right.
And we were doing this these pictures. She had brought, like, I don't know, 15 or 20
different
bikinis.
Outfits, yeah.
And she would go in the engine room to change.
Yimmy, where can I change in private? I'm like, go in the engine room. I didn't tell her there was like a security camera.
Yes. But JF, the captain, alerted us to that fact after
that
we were done. And she had done about five or
good
six
times.
Changes. Yeah, good times. It's just what we do, I guess. And we don't talk to Kelly much anymore. I don't know. That's just coincidence, I'm sure. No, we do. Actually, she just had a birthday. And she'll be all of 20 years old this week. So happy birthday to Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. All right, do you have one, Patrick?
Hey, I got news. She looks rough for 20.
What? And that was Bill, the producer, Kelly. So when you decide to stab him.
She looks
him,
good for her real age, but she looks rough for 20.
Yeah, that's not good if you count backwards also to when that event happened. She would have been like 13.
Yeah, well, shush.
Let's get our
Once again,
let's
that's
get our
that's CJ.
Straight.
And that was Bill. Greg says you're 20. So just remember that when you're sharpening those blades, Kelly, okay? All right, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating is here, too. He actually has memories mostly associated, I guess, with the Christmas shows.
And they're kind of repressed.
Oh, they're repressed memories.
But, yeah, this show has spawned probably four of the greatest literary triumphs in recent memory. First, of course, being Kava Screw, in which Greg dies.
You can find Kava Screw. Go to Kava Screw on Amazon or check out Kava Screw on Facebook.
Right, okay.
And then, of course, you had the first Christmas radio play, the best one, in my opinion, because we did it live and we did it cold.
We're going to do it live!
And that was Drunken Santa and the Case of the Missing Christmas Reef.
That was the last one.
No, it was the first one.
So you're saying the first one was really good and they just went downhill from there?
Drunken Santa goes back to the future Christmas, and then this last year, Scuba Scrooge, duh.
Okay, all those things that I blacked out, you know?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth. Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth. J'aime énormément la Scuba Radio. I love Scuba Radio. Especially, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, how you say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah, you know, that was a good memory. And that actually is the location where the Scuba Cowboy is hanging today at the Lookout Bar there in Ceiba. And that's where we met Julie.
Julie speaks French.
French. Hey, French girl from Saint-Barth. That was more like the candle guy from
Saint-Barth.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I teach you the scuba dive.
She was
fun.
Nice.
You go down in the water. You see the fish.
She was a nice lady. You know, a great man. We've had so
many
great times.
She's a nice lady. This is. I listened to her, And my this is the thing I took away from it, just hearing that one audio bit. And, of course, it's radio, so I only can hear her. I didn't get to see her. Yeah. But I thought, she seems nice.
She was. She was Julie
nice.
From St. Bart's. And I remember we had a great time that afternoon recording a little bit of the show, had a cocktail or two.
I also got the impression she might have had a cocktail or two. And don't tell me exactly what she looks like. I'm going to picture her.
Yeah. What?
Margaret Thatcher. I thought she looked a little Margaret Thatcher-esque. Was I right?
No.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Seemed nice and looked like Margaret Thatcher.
Who is this moron?
Yeah. He speaks in nonsense. So, anyway, we will see how things go. We are going to catch up with the Scuba Cowboy.
That's going to happen? You're feeling strong on this?
I think we're going to be able to make this happen finally. It's taken some time, but we did some workarounds, and we're putting in a plan of action as we speak.
We're
and
laying transatlantic cable.
The next segment, we should have him live from Saba.
Perfect, because that segment's 2 minutes long.
Well, or maybe the one after
that. Okay, good. Just checking.
A little bit of both.
Checking the calendar.
Is the Easter Bunny still out back?
I don't know. Bubble Boy, you've been in charge of Drunken Santa. What do you think?
Yeah, he's still out there.
He's still out there?
Do we still call him Santa, or is it Drunken Easter Bunny?
Well, I guess at this point, he's Easter Bunny, if you want to call him that. He smells
the same. He looks like a pregnant mule.
He smells the same as he did before, so I'm not so sure if there's a whole lot of difference. Bill?
You asked about memories, reminiscences of Scuba Radio. I actually had a memory of Scuba Radio this morning at my house.
You had a memory of Scuba Radio at your house this morning?
This morning.
What happened?
We went on a live aboard dive trip on the islands, the Bay Islands. The Bay Islands Aggressor.
Yeah.
We went off on that.
Right.
And before we went out on it, we stayed at a little lodge on Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, right.
And we had breakfast at the restaurant that was attached to this resort. And there was a sugar bowl on the table and a line of ants taking sugar off the table at this restaurant. And occasionally that memory just pops into my head about, 'cause I drink my coffee black, always have, so it didn't affect me. Because it's just a bunch of ants eating somebody else's sugar on the table.
So you were impressed, or a memory of, out of all the 18 years we've been doing this show, the thing
years,
you remember...
There are two things I remember.
The super ants in Roatan.
One is the ants on the island of Roatan, Bay Island's Aggressor. And the other thing really involves the number of times I've worn pants. I have distinct memories of times I've worn pants while doing Scuba Radio.
Well, there's
only
these,
like a dozen of them.
I have these reoccurring nightmares of Bill in a mermaid tail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
The merman.
Yeah. And then there was another
was nice.
Thing, actually, from
Dan
that
Orr took pictures of that.
But the other thing from the trip in Roatan was when we found the eel on the steps right outside the door.
Yeah,
remember that?
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, and literally it was a brown one.
I think it was brown. Well, yeah.
And it literally
was that
had
the one that backed
up
your toilet, the brown eel?
No, that was a different trip. This one actually had jumped out of
That's
the water.
My memory.
And we came out to the shore and like, oh my God, it's out there on the land, on the rock, just laying
it's
there like a snake or something. And I'm like, I didn't think the eels did that. And then
neither
he saw
did
us.
This guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he saw us and then he started squirming and he took off in a huff.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a bit of a strange occurrence. So you lost a wedding ring on that particular trip too.
Yes, I did. And I found it.
Yeah.
I actually found it before I knew I had lost it.
Yeah, which was kind of strange.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring that up.
You weren't?
No.
Well, they can't all be great memories.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm not wearing the same ring anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
I wear a different ring these days. I wasn't going to bring that one up.
CJ has a question.
I got to give Bill credit. We're all talking about fun, goofy stuff, but
yeah.
I don't remember where we were. It might have been the Bahamas.
I don't remember where I am right now, actually.
Yeah. Himmy, myself, and Bill were all diving together, and we got super lost, and only Bill knew the way back to the boat.
Yeah.
I just remember us following him what seemed like forever.
It was a long
blind
time.
Leading the blind.
But no, he knew exactly where he was going. Me and Himmy didn't.
Himmy didn't know, huh?
But yeah, Bill was like, yeah, and he was right, man. We found our way back to the boat.
We took the perimeter route.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Andros.
That was Andros.
Could have been, yeah.
That was Andros.
But we were like, oh, man.
Okay. Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Bill got us there.
Yeah.
I have a similar memory from that same liveaboard dive trip, though, when I had to get rescued because my dive buddy dove underneath the boat. We went off the side of the boat, went under the boat, and we were supposed to go down, and I hadn't been diving in a while, and I wasn't a particularly seasoned diver. I had maybe like 15, 20 dives under my belt. And so I was actually with two other divers as my dive buddies, and they went over the side of the boat, under the boat, and went going down to the spot where we were going to meet up. They didn't want to wait to go up with everybody else off the back of the boat and just go down together. Mm-hmm. So it took me a while to clear on my way down, and there was a little bit of a current. And I finally came to the surface a good solid half mile from the boat.
Whoa.
They had to come and pick me up. Yeah. Thank you for that, Greg and Captain Cocktail, my two dive buddies.
Wow.
What, is that the one where we were looking for the whale shark?
No. Eventually, you look for the whale shark.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. They had yanked their chain, said there was a whale shark. And Captain Cocktail and myself went searching for it while they laughed hysterically back on the... transom of the boat.
It turns out he had a face mask communication, so we were able to talk to him.
Right,
we're recording, and he is out of breath because we tell him it's on the other side of the boat. Yeah. So he's hustling.
It was
underwater.
A near death experience that we went through together, Captain Cocktail and myself.
That was nice. It was fun
For the amusement for everyone else on the boat. And
that's,
I guess, that's just what we do. Hey, look, we do have the Scuba Cowboy on via
Perfect.
Skype.
We're well, sorry, we're out next. Of time for today. See
no,
you later.
No, he's coming up next. And then we're going to connect with the Bahamas as well. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I had the Scuba Cowboy on literally there. Oh, wait, there he is. I think we got him back. He's in Saba, literally at that bar that we were talking to Julie from St. Bart's. And let me see if I can make this work. Yeah.
Hey,
what?
Me.
What?
Hey.
There he is. I think we have the Scuba Cowboy. Come on in, pup. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here.
There he is. We got him. So are you at the Lookout Bar? Is that where you're hanging right now there, pup, in Saba or what? Tell me. What do you think?
Tell me a story.
Come on.
Fill it in.
Actually, no. I'm right across the street from Tropics Bar, but I'm in the hotel in Julianas.
Got it. Okay. The Tropics Bar is the name of the place that where we hang, and he's in the hotel adjacent to it. Very nice.
Across the street from it, but are you?
I've already seen the pictures. You got quite a view. You've been doing some diving there in Saba. Kind of, you know, you're living large right now and rubbing it into everybody else. Is that the case? What do you think? Kind of?
I think that might be what he's doing.
That's
sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah. And then you're gigging in the evening?
My first few days, I spent the
That was actually a pretty good impression, Bill.
My impression was right on. It was dead on.
Obviously, the internet in Saba not really cooperating with us that much at the moment there, pup. But I'll tell you what. I'll give you one more shot. Are you playing tonight? Are you gigging?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And everybody's loving it. So you're diving in the morning, gigging in the afternoon and in the evening, right?
Correct.
All right.
And today...
Okay, today's just kicking back on the mountain. That's what he said. So we'll have to leave it at that. We can't seem to get the connection to work quite as well as we'd like today, but that's what happens. You know, he's in Saba, and we'll get a full report next week. when he can get a better signal and we can get the full report. Jerry the Diver Guy is with us. We're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to Dennis. I guess we might as well make some room for Scuba Radio Drunken Santa as well.
Oh, you can make plenty of room.
See if he has a memory or two he'd like
to
share.
CJ's going
to
leave. Jimmy's going to stay. I'm going to leave.
Yeah, everyone's leaving.
No, I'm not going to stick around. That guy stinks. He smells bad.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Yo, that was crazy, right? Who knew? I mean, everything's set. It's a lock. We good to go. We in the money. And he trips underwater. Who in the hell of it trips underwater?
Shouldn't even be here. Shouldn't be here at all. Beneath the waterline, I can see it all. Dive into the alienation. Drift into the fascination. Jump right in the water.
Narcosis. You know what? I don't know where Phil is today. I forgot to check in with him to get a report on where he's been. I don't know. Jerry the Diver Guy, have you heard from Phil? He's usually meandering around online with the crew there, but I don't see him with us today. So maybe he just Jerry, I think he's taking a sip of spring water right now. Have you heard from Phil, Jerry, or no? What do you think? No? Yeah? Yeah? No? Oh, wait. I got the wrong one. There he is. There you are. Have you heard from Phil or not, Jerry?
No. Haven't seen him.
Yeah. So we got to find him. Maybe he's making another song or something. That's a good song. That is a very good tune he created there. You know, with that along with the Scuba Cowboy, we have a nice little combination of musicianally inclined folks. And then I have the stuff that I do to kind of counteract that. And we'll just leave it at that. But Jerry, what about you? What are your memories of Scuba Radio? Because you kind of, I don't know, you kind of hopped on board our dive group here about two, three years ago. We met, and slowly but surely, you've turned into one of the regulars. And do you have a memory that stands out, or do you have any? Because of the spring water, which kind of hampers some of those memories in a certain way. You hear what I'm saying? Or does it preserve them?
It's preserved something.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, livers, that kind of thing. But do you have any memory of maybe, I don't know, what your first Scuba Radio encounter or what? What do you think?
Well, you know, we hung out
a
year ago, so, you know, that's pretty fun. But Captain Patrick playing him and...
All right, well, that was a memory. Yeah, you playing Captain Patrick in the Christmas play last year because Patrick had a, I don't know, he had some excuse why he couldn't do his own play that he wrote. I mean,
yeah, he had some bizarre excuse, and it was very convoluted.
Yeah.
I mean, he was so committed to this story. You know, some guys, they tell just the big lie.
Yeah.
You know, when they're so committed to it, they stay in the hospital for 2 weeks just to back their story up
and bleed
all over the place and develop... bony growths in their leg. Yeah, I can't even believe this dude.
Yeah, he kind of lame. You know, he drove his motorcycle into a car just so he wouldn't have to.
We're gonna describe that differently, I think.
Or the car drove itself into him.
Yeah, let's do that.
One of those things.
Let's say it that way.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, that was a fun experience. And that was around Christmas time. The archive of that Christmas show, obviously, is still up at scubaradio.com if you want to go and listen to it.
And you do.
Yourself
you do, because it's just fun. It's fun.
It's fun.
Us as actors, because we're so skilled.
Well, yes, especially now. You know, I didn't think about that at the time, but really that experience of the Christmas plays is really what set the stage for me appearing in Sharknado 3. Wouldn't you say?
You know what? I can't think of anything that has made you more qualified for your role in Sharknado 3.
I rest my case.
Then you realize that in the radio play, Patrick and I have come to realize that you can't play yourself. We can't write lines for Greg to have Greg deliver.
Well, there's only one. And, you know?
Well, I've seen it acted out plenty of times in New Jersey. So
yes, he did. The spring water that Jerry kind of brings to the table does, I don't know, it is kind of a lubricant when it comes to projecting your acting skills or something. I don't know, whatever. It does a lot of crazy.
I forgot.
Greg, you're acting the fool.
One of my best highlights.
Yeah?
One of my best highlights is from New Jersey. I about forgot about the cover inspiration that I gave. So, you know, the Sharknado Jaws theory thing. So,
you mean for the magazine thing. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, that's,
yes.
Well, we alluded to that earlier, and yeah, Jerry was the one who helped facilitate that whole idea. We'll see where that goes for sure. All right, well, Dennis, I know you're with us as well. You want to chime in? Do you have a memory that you can share of Scuba Radio? You've been hanging with us for some time now. What do you think?
Yeah, I've probably been hanging with you for probably about the last 12 years or so.
And, you know, that's what is amazing is that's so remarkable, because usually it's an encounter that happens and then we never hear from them again.
Yeah, usually the restraining order lasts 12 years, right?
Yeah, exactly. Restraining order, you know, illness, I don't know. But whatever, you've hung in there and hung with the crew. So what is, you got a fond memory or just a memory?
Most fond memory I have was the week that we spent on the Turks and Caicos Explorer. We had, you know, Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network. We had Clay from Explorer Ventures. Obviously. We had Pop, Tiffany, Lizzie. And I had the fortune to be able to bring my son with on that trip. And I'll tell you, you know, for a first time ever live aboard, I couldn't have gone with a better group of people. I mean, it was just a blast. I mean, the diving was fantastic, but that was the given. It was the everything afterward that was just made that whole trip so fun and memorable.
Yeah, you know, and it is. When I look back at everything, and I said this in my little post that I put up this week on the Scuba Radio Facebook page and at scubaradio.com, all the diving that we've done over the years has been phenomenal, of course. We've been to the Maldives, we've been to the Turks and Caicos, Fiji, you name it. We've been there and had some amazing underwater experiences that I'm extremely grateful for. But what really stands out is the people that we've met along the way and the friends that I've been fortunate enough to come across and make in the dive industry and folks like Dennis and meeting them on a dive trip. You know, you become lifelong friends, and that's one of the beautiful things about scuba diving, period, isn't it? It really is. It's funny, too, because up in New Jersey, we were at this meeting for the DEMA members on Sunday morning, and one of the questions Tom Ingram, the executive director of DEMA, asked the crowd was, what is it about diving that draws you to this activity? What is our biggest attraction for the general population to get them into our sport or our activity? And a lot of people said fun, and that's kind of how I look at it. And a lot of people zeroed in on the social aspects of the sport, even though there were some people that said, well, actually, I go diving to get away from everyone. But, you know, that's the part where you get into the water and you can shut everything down, turn off the music, turn off the noise, and go into, that silent space and get away from the world in that sense. But when you're back on the surface, you're socializing with your dive buddy, the people on the boat. It really becomes a nice camaraderie with everyone that you're surrounded with, and you have this shared passion of diving. So I think that, to me, and it's different for different people, but I really think that's the biggest thing that has surprised me and probably been the most rewarding thing after doing this show for 18 years. What do you think, Bill? Any comment one way or another?
The thing which I have always found most rewarding about going out is that there are people that enjoy what it is that we do. And we find out about it when we go out and we get to see people. You get to see it, of course, far more than I do because I'm typically in the closet, which is this studio.
Yeah, well, the closet is
made. I actually went out and took you out to lunch, Bill. So
that is absolutely
down
true.
To Florida.
That is absolutely true.
Now wait a minute, Dennis never took me out to lunch. When did this happen?
Oh, hey, I tried, but you had other plans. So yeah. Bill and I actually met, and believe it or not, he does actually wear pants in public.
Well, then obviously it was a better...
better experience than usual.
A more upscale restaurant.
Definitely caught him on a good day.
What, you take him to Chipotle or something? Or
actually, we went to the restaurant that was right around the corner from the old studio.
Ah.
The one that was the, you know, like in the corner part there.
Yeah.
That's a nice place.
They required pants.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. No pants,
it doesn't,
no service.
It doesn't say that on the sign. It's
no,
shirts
it
and
no
shoes.
No shoes, no shirt, no service. So, yeah. You know, I thought for sure Bill was a shoe in there.
Yeah. Well, of course. All right. Well, you know,
nice
I've been
place.
Putting that, this off as long as I can, but I do see Drunken Santa off in the corner, and I know he was going to have some memory or two to share.
He has no memory of anything. He doesn't know what month it is.
It might be more of a flashback, you know, kind of like a war
it's
story. Kind of
there.
Yeah, so that, Santa, or I should say Easter Bunny.
Okay.
What are you doing back there, first off?
Hiding Easter eggs for all the good boys.
So we're going to have a Scuba Radio Easter egg hunt in the back of the studio complex here today after the show?
Unless you want to tear them up with a lawnmower, you better pick them all up.
Is it something anyone's going to actually want to pick up? Is it something you're going to eat?
Do you like jelly beans?
I like jelly beans, sure.
All right. Hey, I love the Scuba Radio.
Yeah? And you have a comment or two? Well, hold on. Take a minute. Just sit down.
All right.
Get your composure, and we'll come back and share this next, unfortunately.
Scuba Radio.
Dive Master sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Receive a tax refund this year? Have an upcoming trip planned for spring or summer? Reward yourself this year and turn your refund into a reef fund by signing up for your first or next PADI certification. Whether you want to explore sharks or cenotes, walls or wrecks, PADI has a range of options to enhance your next dive adventure or vacation. Check out their new Reactivate course to refresh your scuba skills before your next trip. Visit PADI.com/tax refund. That's PADI.com/tax refund to learn more or to enroll in a PADI course today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It is our birthday, so to speak. April Fool's Day. We turned 18 years old, I guess, or 18 years doing this goofy little radio show about diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I thank you for allowing it to make it happen. It's really created quite a gig for me, and I am very fortunate for sure. Now, there is There's always a yin to the yang, so to speak, and I guess this falls into that category. As we've went around the room, we've asked our crew to share their favorite Scuba Radio moments, and we have this guy, Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa, who visits us not only during the Christmas holiday, but year-round, because, you know, you kind of wonder what Santas do in the off-season. Well, some of them go diving and stumble into our studios and abuse us year-round. And this holiday is no exception, because Drunken Santa has shown up in a Easter Bunny outfit.
It's the worst thing.
It's the worst thing, Bill, you think?
It's terrible.
It is not a good thing. He smells hideous.
I can't take in enough breath.
You can't breathe, right. Exactly.
It is.
Do you want to take a hit off my regulator there?
That's a good call.
Thank goodness we have some spare air tanks.
I got my spare air.
It's not that bad.
Okay. All right, Drunken Sam. Why are you here?
I am here because Bill is lax in his duties.
Apparently, I'm in charge of security.
He, being a producer, should be producing eggs.
Producing eggs.
Colored eggs to hide in the grass.
Okay.
It's Easter.
Because it's Easter. You think he should be doing that.
And he is sitting in here under the fan and the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So, thank God I'm here.
Okay.
And so, I just want to tell everybody Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. So, I don't know.
Because I am the Easter Bunny.
You are the Easter Bunny. What are you taking a page from Captain
here
Slade?
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
You know, Captain Slade does the Easter Bunny dive. Is that what inspired you to do this, or
does
is
he
this
dress
just
up as
abuse
the Easter Bunny
us?
Or
is
Santa Claus?
Is that the
dies?
Guy on the I see on the computer?
Yeah, Captain Slade down in the Florida Keys. You know, he dresses up as Santa during Christmas and does a dive. And you know, this weekend for Easter weekend, he is he's doing his Easter Bunny outfit thing and dive. That's just what he does that as well.
Well, you know, the Easter Bunny can't be everywhere, so I have my helpers.
So he's your helper, is what you're trying to say? Or he inspired this?
For the children listening, I don't want to ruin the myth.
Okay. Do you have any thing that you can add to our anniversary celebration, our birthday of 18 years of being on the air, or no?
Yes, Greg. I would just like to say, when I think about, when I reflect back on how many years?
18. It's 18, yeah. April Fool's Day.
The many years of Scuba Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really all about the people.
That's what I just said before.
It's not about the sand or the salt water.
Yeah.
Or the rum. Weather-beaten docks.
Yeah.
Or the sunsets or the mermaids.
Yeah, it's not.
Or the things,
I can't
the little things that the mermaids wear or don't wear.
Okay.
Or the partying in the bars at night.
Cigars.
Or the smoking, thank you. Smoking cigars and having some fun.
And then there's some diving in there in between this somewhere.
But
I think,
it's really it? All
not
about
necessarily
the people.
From you. It is about the people.
Because
isn't it?
You would not be doing this if it wasn't for the people. If everybody plays a part.
They do.
It's Greg the Dive Bastard.
Yeah.
It's Bill the Seducer.
What?
And Jimmy the Bobblehead. And it's all of us, all together, all making this show. It's the best show on the radio.
Well, I think, is he crying,
he's
Bill?
He's getting emotional.
I think he is. I think he smelled himself.
Because really,
I got to tell you, I like Bill the Seducer. I really do. It's impressive.
You don't know what this show means so much to so many people.
Yeah.
Because it's the only radio show devoted to diving.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's.
And that's.
I'm kind of.
That's a special thing.
I'm a bit touched. I got to say, this
don't
is probably the
him.
First
don't
time.
Don't let him.
Well,
don't so become touched.
I love you all.
Well, that is
and
nice.
Happy Easter. And
now, wait a minute.
Now,
if you think
I hope
that's,
you can find my eggs.
Well, I was going to say.
I made it really easy this year.
I can see that. And I can tell you right now, you're going to clean all that up with that pooper scooper I have over in the corner
one
there.
Of them, One of them is by the back, right by the back door.
In a brown bag?
Is that code when he says that? Seducer?
It sounds vaguely coded to me.
This
Jimmy the bobblehead. That's pretty good.
If you guys can't find him, then I'll give you clues.
You'll give us clues where the Easter eggs or these Easter surprises have been left along the
follow your nose
the courtyard in the back of the Scuba Radio studio.
Have fun. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, all I can say is,
and I think
after 18 years,
this is a funny memory that I'd like to share if we have time.
No, we don't. I apologize. I would say in advance, but of course that was that's about 2 hours too late. But you know, after doing this goofy little show for 18 years, we've earned our right to be able to amuse ourselves at times, and maybe you've chuckled a time or two as well. And if not, well, once again, we apologize.
God bless you, Greg,
and we appreciate your tolerance.
You're a great man. Not that great of an actor.
We'll
but
get back
great
on track
man.
Next week, I promise. So make sure you join us for the world's first radio show devoted to diving. 18 years is still going strong.
Ooh.
Remember, it's always better.
Down to Earth Sweater.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.